home building and remodeling show. Let's go! Welcome everybody to the home building and remodeling show. My name is Chris Kirby and I'll be your host. I am the owner of three construction companies on the Alabama Gulf Coast. The show is about residential construction. We're going to cover topics of home building and remodeling. Are you thinking of doing a remodel or building a home? Are you a contractor looking to improve your knowledge base or grow your business? Have you ever done a remodel project or built a home? There were so many things you wish you knew or that you could have done differently during the process. Then this show is for you. We break down the process of building and remodeling and how to have the best results during your project. Whether you're a DIYer looking for tips, someone looking to hire a contractor to do a project, or a contractor looking to expand your knowledge base or your business. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you. Stay tuned. We kick off the show with my thoughts on home building and remodeling. I'll share best practices and talk about some of our experiences in business and out in the field. These shared thoughts and lessons learned are meant to help you on your very own journey. Let's go. Number one, client. Number two, suppliers and vendors. Number three, subcontractors. And we'll move on to number four. Number four is industry contacts and professionals. Networking is a big part of becoming or being a successful bathroom remodeling contractor. Yes, the first two, the subcontractor and the vendor and supplier, those are also industry contacts, but there are ancillary contacts such as a home loan specialist, like a mortgage banker. If there's a new construction project and they're needing a contractor to build them a home, they're needing a contractor to remodel a bathroom, sometimes they're going to take out a home loan or a home line of credit to do the bigger remodeling projects. And you're going to have to be in touch and know some of those home loan specialists, interior designers. They are your best friend when it comes to being a contractor, but specifically interior designers who are product specialists in the kitchen and bath industry are going to be a huge benefit to you, because the last thing you want to do as a remodeling contractor is make selections and be liable for those selections that you made. So having an interior designer on the project or actually talking the client into hiring your friend or your contact who is an interior designer is a big help for you, because the last thing that you want to do is be liable for selections. And then you install this beautiful bathroom and the vision isn't quite what the client wanted it to be. And then sometimes they could get angry at you. Well, you told me this material was good. You selected this. You made that paint color. You made this XYZ choice. And the interior designer is going to take the time to talk them through that. Home loan specialists, interior designers, real estate agents. A lot of times when real estate agents are buying or selling or helping their client, they may need stuff done. And then when it's on a major scale, right, not the minor stuff, home inspection type stuff, but when it's on a major scale, when they're doing helping a client flip a home, or they're helping a client sell a very much outdated home, their suggestion may be to remodel the bathroom. Or on the flip side, not on the sell side, but on the buy side, the agent may say, hey, listen, let's get the home for a good price, and then you can remodel it to the way you want. And a lot of times the master bath or bathrooms in general are a big part of the part of the home that they want to make their own. And it is really key to have a good real estate agent that will refer to you and ask you, hey, come check this place out. Let my client know how much it'll cost to do the bathroom the way they want. And sometimes that helps an agent close a deal. We'll dig more into the industry relationships you need to maintain as far as industry contacts. We're going to dive deeper on the next episode into that one, but just know it is a part of the four key relationships you need to maintain to be a good or great bathroom remodeling contractor. Number one, the client relationship is always number one. Number two, suppliers and vendors. Number three, subcontractors. Number four is industry contacts. Networking is key. All right, until next time, I will jump on the next list, which is your 10 industry contacts that you need to maintain a healthy relationship with that are good for business if you're a bathroom remodeling contractor. And now we move into Shop Talk. It's the portion of the show where I bring in a co-host and we cover trending topics in home building and remodeling. Hope you enjoy. Let's go. It's going to get into the vents and it's going to blow dust. So you have to make sure that you're prepping and that you're covering that stuff properly.
Yeah. And especially if you're doing a larger job with a lot of sheetrock and a remodel like a full, you know, if you're gutting multiple rooms and doing it.
Yeah.
You want to shut down the AC unit because you don't want to buy a new one.
That's for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, not only that, but, you know, you can ruin people's stuff. So if you get enough dust in those things and it's blowing out everywhere, A, you're going to be paying to clean multiple times.
Yes.
Because that sheetrock, I'm telling you, the sheetrock dust never is just one clean and done. You know what I mean? So containing that is a must. I can't emphasize it enough. But we go in there and we do.
You good?
Hold on. Let's see how far this place is.
Bad to go. And we'll pick it up. It ain't no big deal. Going right there.
Yeah, I got 9 minutes.
All right, we'll do five. All right, and then we'll wrap it up. All right, so you know, like you said, you've made sure that you've done your drywall patching and prepping. So that means moving your fixtures. All right, if there's light moves and everything where, you know, you're going to cut out for new lights and patch the old holes, you're getting all that stuff done before you put your floors down out of the main bathroom area. Okay. We do that part. Now, are you bringing in vanities at this point, or what are you doing?
So after the flooring's done, we usually bring in the vanities, get them installed so we can run the trim. Because a lot of times...
You want your vanity in place before you're running your trim. Yeah.
Now, if you get like a furniture-style vanity that has like feet and stuff on it... But for the most part, most people use boxes. So we run trim to the boxes.
So you've got that in place, but you may not have the countertop. Or if it's a usually the furniture vanities are all one piece. But
once the vanity set, the countertop, the stone company can come template.
Yep.
I mean,
they do a template. They get the material. They cut it. They're going to come back in a couple of weeks. Put it in. Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Depends. Hopefully you've planned right. Optimally, you want to plan to where you're able to get those those cabinets put in place to get right. That.
So we usually have set out, scheduled day to day what our guys have to have to
certain milestones.
Yeah, because, you know, those people work on a schedule too. So we have to, our schedules have to align, right? We're not getting held up by anything.
Yeah. Well, and that's all sub for us. It's sub work besides our electrician now. You know, that's in-house, but we're dependent on the plumber to come. Usually for us, it depends on the size of the home, but, you know, demo only takes us a day.
Right.
Especially in a bathroom. We get everything out of there. The next day, we want the plumber to come in. If the electrician's going to be doing moves, we want the rough end to start as soon as possible. Okay.
We can't put it back together until the rough end's done, so we're usually...
Yeah.
We got the plumber on hook for either that
day after we start.
The day after, right?
Or a couple.
Sometimes we try that evening. You know what I mean? Because the first thing we can do is tear out the old showers and tubs and have them come in.
Yeah,
we're still in there working as well.
So once they put in the vanity, countertops go in. Sometimes they have a sink, sometimes not.
Right. Okay. Then after the top goes on with the sink, plumber comes and does his full trim out. And that's when...
Which consists of hooking up your sinks and your faucets, installing faucets, hooking up the sinks, the toilet, okay? They're going to do the trim out in the shower, right? Mm-hmm. They're putting in the trim kit.
Right.
What else with the plumber? And then the electrician's going to come in too, right? Right around the same, all kind of back-to-back behind each other.
Right.
Putting in the lights and...
They're not fans of being in on top of each other.
I know.
Kind of work.
Yeah.
Then, I mean.
So do you do the paint before the fixtures are in, or do you do it after? Is paint the end?
So if he's got everything roughed in where it's going to go, I like to go ahead and paint, and then we can do touch-ups afterwards.
Yeah.
That way, you know, I mean, it's easy paint.
So really, it's not necessarily always final paint, because you're going to have some sort of a punch list to do, but you're going to get all the fixtures set. The electrician's going to put their fixtures in, and then you're going to get a prime coat or a first coat on, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And once everything's finalized, do you final coat and then what? Do a punch list?
Usually, after paint's done, we're moving to like accessories, like mirror.
Oh, you got your mirror, toilet paper holders,
towel rods, all that kind of fun stuff.
Okay.
And then after that, we leave them, you know, pretty much punch list and
have them go through.
It's not
too bad. Yeah. If we get the order, if we do things in order, you know, like we're supposed to, the phases are in order and they fall out how they're supposed to. In a perfect world, then we've punched it so hard already.
Yeah,
that they don't really need to do much.
On a typical bathroom remodel, the customer lives there. So every morning, you have a punch list.
Yeah.
And he's been there after you left.
Or a list of questions.
Right.
Right? Some of them are just inquisitive. They want to know.
As long as you're handling the day-to-day stuff with the customer, at the end, you already know what he was looking for.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah. And then, you know, so.
Usually just sign the punch list and
we're done. Okay. Well, we'll pick up another conversation and where we're talking about the never ending punch list. We're talking about the YouTube warriors where the clients are, you know, they're every day before they got this remodel done, they went on YouTube and they started watching videos. So they're asking questions about product. They're asking questions about process. They're asking questions just loading.
You know, most of the people I go to estimates now,
they already know.
They bring it up that they watch a lot of DIY
videos. Yes.
They have a.
Well, while we put out our own DIY and we try to educate them because it's not going to go smooth or it's not going to go perfect. And there's a process. There's different processes.
We all want it to go. We don't want it to. Everybody wants it to go smooth and it'd be perfect. But, I mean, you run into problems. Construction in general.
Yeah.
It's just working through it. And, I mean.
That's right. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, man. I know you got an estimate to do, and we'll holler at you next time.
Now we're going to move into the portion of the show where we talk interior design. We're going to bring in an interior designer and we're going to talk trending design and products. Hope you enjoy. Let's go.
With sustainable materials as well.
Correct. Okay. I mean, we even found that out with lighting. Changing out your lighting.
Yes.
That again falls to sustainable.
Right, right. And this does affect, you know, your power bill. I mean, you know, moving forward, that when you're on a fixed income and you're aging in place, every little thing helps. So, something as simple as sustainability and design helps with that carbon footprint, which reduces your bills. And people don't, again, the West Coast has embraced it and it's moving this way. And I actually am a certified green builder. So I learned a lot about it. Now, have we built a green home yet? No, we haven't. But right, there you go. But it is coming. And it's not just about the eco-friendly part of it, but these sustainable materials are really directly affecting your bottom line.
Yes.
At home.
Yeah.
With your budget.
100%.
Awesome. Okay.
So sustainability, hand-formed is becoming a largely popular tile. Specifically.
Okay.
So the idea of being an artisan is getting back to the market. People no longer want what's mass produced, what everybody has.
Agreed.
The Zellige tile has really hit the market hard. And Zellige traditionally comes out of Morocco. It's a clay. Every piece is hand formed.
Really?
Every piece. What? So no two are going to be alike in the true edge, which is called like undulated or hand formed. It just means kind of wavy.
Yeah.
But also even the coloring is never going to be the exact.
So then, okay, in that case, for us, you really need a client who wants that and understands it, right?
It embraces.
Yeah, because, yeah. Which I love, even when sometimes when we're dealing with the mosaics or the stone, they don't match perfectly. And then that's yeah. what it's supposed to be.
Correct.
But it takes somebody who understands that, and right?
A designer to convey that to you.
Yeah.
It is one of those other things where if you go into a showroom and you've got a 12 by 24 inch sample sitting there that has a really pretty light gray bloom through it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh gosh, I love that tile. Well, guess what? That tile is actually a V5 variance, meaning not every tile looks the same.
Yeah.
Well, that really pretty light bloom, there's a ton in there that have a really dark, heavy, saturated gray. And you're like, that's not what I expect.
Yeah. And you know what? That also is that I've noticed that with countertops too, where you can get your veining is different. The color variation is different, things like that. And so you can end up, you really got to know. And it's your job.
Have a guide.
Yeah. Have a guide.
Let me be your spiritual divine.
There you go.
I'll walk you through this.
I love that.
Yeah, it's about knowing, having somebody who's knowledgeable in what they do, which I truly believe. If you're going to be giving people advice, you need to be able to speak on that advice, not just speak.
That's right.
So, yeah, and not to deviate away from the subject.
But no, honestly, let's talk about cost for that, though. I would imagine it has to cost more than traditional box top. Okay. And, you know, I mean, handcrafted, right, is what any handcrafted
anything
should cost more.
Well, it should.
Okay.
And if you think about it, when people talk about gifts made from the heart are more than something bought off of a shelf.
Absolutely.
Same thing when it comes to artisans out there. I would never want to take somebody's hard work, their craft, and say, well, hold on, they have something that looks like that at Lowe's.
Yeah, buy it in bulk.
Well, Lowe's had a machine that tried to replicate what took me years to actually learn how to do and perfect.
Sure.
So yeah, it does take somebody who understands and really embraces that idea of, I know where this came from.
Absolutely.
There was a guy and his son and his wife all making this over in Morocco.
Absolutely.
You know, I love the story behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So handcrafted. Got it.
Hand-formed, handcrafted. Where are we at next? I have spa features, but then I also have bathrooms. So they are kind of two different things.
Okay. So a spa-like bathroom, spa features, and what did you say?
It's bathrooms. There's a spa bathroom.
Okay.
Bathroom.
Got it.
So spa-like features different from like a spa room. So spa-like features are where people are going from that regular shower head and now they're doing the rain head.
Gotcha.
With the really cool wands that come off. And if you've looked at some of Delta's new products, they have some amazing wands out there that are actually designed where at the very end of that wand, if you're used to looking at a shower and there's nothing on the top, right?
Yeah.
Well, now there's actually a nozzle.
Yeah.
That you can spray down your shower with afterwards to remove all the all the soap and all that kind of
thing. Yes. Yep.
So it actually helps you clean your shower and yourself.
There you go.
Brilliant.
Awesome.
So spa features, then bathrooms.
Okay.
Bathrooms is where you get those people who are like, this is my sanctuary.
True.
This is my place.
They're lighting the candles with the bubble bath and relaxing and doing the stuff.
What did you say about how many years people spend?
Oh, so fun fact, the average person in their lifetime spends 1.5 years, a year and a half, in the bathroom.
I want to know.
A year and a half.
I do want to know, though, what that lifetime is dependent on. Is this an 80-year-old lifetime?
Yeah.
90-year-old
True.
Lifetime?
I guess they're taking the average age,
yeah,
which is like 78. I don't know. But yes, a year and a half. Can you just imagine a year and a half of your lifetime is spent in your bathroom?
If it's in a bathroom, yes.
Absolutely.
Like a picture. So bathrooms, deviating away from just like shower heads. You have your spa showers, your sauna showers, your steam showers. I'm actually doing for one of our clients. It's over in Orange Beach. His shower is also going to be a sauna.
Yes. And we've done that. We did it over in Mobile where we had, it was huge. It was probably, I think it was a 9-foot wide shower. They had double heads. They had diverters. They had the steam shower. And in the center, they had the rain head. I mean, a bench along the back wall. Like, it really was something.
That's where you're elevating to
people's
bathroom.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, spa features. But again, that's coming down to us focusing more on our well-being and our health.
Sure.
So soaking tubs actually can be considered, you know, a spa room feature.
Okay.
The saunas, the steam rooms, the shower heads, mm-hmm. also smart technology bathrooms.
Yeah.
That's getting really big as well. People don't want to have to reach into their shower, turn it on, or get the spa settings.
Right.
They actually are getting panels put into their walls.
Yes, we've put in some panels. In that same bathroom, actually, we did put in a panel.
Well, that way you can set it, get it ready, it does its thing, and then you're just ready to go in and enjoy your spa room.
Now, what about the vanity areas of these? Is there different lighting? Is there
under cabinet lighting?
Okay.
Is that's normal for kitchens nowadays. It's called toe kick lighting.
Yep.
So a lot of cabinetry now for these bathrooms, you're adding in that really nice kind of soft ambient lighting. That way, if you're soaking in the tub, you don't have these harsh overhead light.
Gotcha.
It's that soft, calming kind of atmosphere.
Gotcha. Okay. So bathroom, you heard it here first. Maybe it's out there. I don't know. I heard it here first from Courtney.
I'm not just paying for it, I promise.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So we're going to go 1 through 10 all the way down.
I did not have these in.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. Warm and cool tones.
Got it.
We touched on that one. Color.
Got it.
Mixed metals.
Mixed metals. Got it.
What do we do next? Aging in place.
Aging in place. Yes.
Sustainability. Large format. Hand formed. Where are we at next? Spa features. Yes. And then spathrooms. We got them all.
I was only not.
Oh, was
you
lighting?
Did you do lighting? You didn't say lighting.
Don't forget.
And lighting. All right.
That's 10.
Perfect. That is 10.
We can count.
That's right. Okay. So thank you, Courtney, as always, for coming and joining us and talking about bathroom remodels. I'm sure throughout the month, we're going to do another session and get some more ideas for design trends, things that are trending, and how to update your bathroom to revolutionize your home.
Thanks for joining us today. As always, we are grateful for our listeners and your continued support. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on social media via Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Get more info at our website, www.thehomebuildingshow.com. And as always, remember who we are, the Home Building and Remodeling Show.